does size matter when it comes to watches? So it's interesting what's been happening the last 5 to 10 years in the luxury watch industry. Trends have been all over the place. If you look historically, like at men's watches, and I'm talking about like, not like Rolex Datejust, but like Rolex Submariners or Rolex GMT Masters, or the Audemars Piguet Royal Oak, or the Patek Nautilus. These are all watches that are roughly around 40 millimeters today and historically. And at the time that those watches were made, when they were originally made, those were considered big, you know, for that time period. Actually, I even remember during, I think, one of the Bond films, Honor Blackman, who played Pussy Galore, if for all of you James Bond fans, was wearing a Rolex GMT Master. Now that was like completely revolutionary that, you know, a woman's not wearing a dainty little watch that's, you know, like the size of a dot. You know, she was wearing this big, masculine, chunky, you know, dual time zone watch. Like even today, seeing a woman, it's obviously more common today that a woman wears, you know, a sports watch or a sports Rolex, but it takes a certain kind of woman to wear that. Not every woman can wear that. But in the last 5 to 10 years, the trends that I'm seeing have been really kind of mind-boggling. It's almost like a return to vintage, a return to smaller watches. And I'm not just talking about vintage watches. Vintage watches, you don't really have a choice. If you like them and it you know, it fits your style or whatever, you buy it, that's cool. It's historic. It's a conversation piece. It's something that has, you know, a story to tell. You know, that's really cool. The problem with vintage, obviously, is you've got to trust the source where it's coming from, and there's so many fakes out there. But there are some very credible people who sell vintage watches, and, you know, they were only made at a certain size, and those sizes were much smaller than they are today. So I totally get that. But you are getting a lot of brands today that the size is mimicking those, the size and the style are mimicking those of those vintage watches that, you know, people appreciate, adore, revere, and have to have in their collection. And we're seeing these amongst micro brands. We're seeing these amongst mainstream luxury brands. We're seeing these not as much. Independent brands seem to be actually taking more risks because they're not beholden to big, you know, conglomerates or groups. So they're doing a lot more pioneering stuff, which I really like. But if you even read some of the blogs, and I don't want to get into names of anyone. This is not to shame anyone. This is, everybody has the right to say whatever they want and has the right to think whatever they want. But I've been in this industry over 3 decades, not just from a, you know, I mean, I started writing almost, 15, 16 years ago. I became a writer in the watch field. But before that, I was selling, and I've been selling for over 3 decades. So I have a unique perspective that a lot of people don't have, and some do have. But I've had a lot of watches pass through my hands. So I've come to know through trial and error what's appropriate and what's not appropriate. In a lot of ways, I feel like we've kind of gone backwards in a way that, you know, it's kind of like cool on one hand that more people are getting into watches and being introduced to watches through these smaller sizes. But what I'm sort of like not understanding maybe or having a visceral response to is a lot of people, because they read certain blogs and websites, they think that's the only size that they can wear and should be wearing. The reality is you can wear whatever you want, okay? You can wear whatever you want that you're comfortable with, that makes you happy. But at the very minimum, for a guy, in my personal opinion, 40 millimeters is a really good size, okay? For a lot of guys, 40 millimeter is a great size. I started my career with wearing a 34 millimeter with a Rolex Air King when I was 19 years old. Very quickly thereafter, I bought a Rolex GMT Coke, which was 40 millimeters. The jump from 34 to 40 was big, but honestly, I didn't find it big. Then I went from, you know, a 40 millimeter Rolex to a 44 millimeter Panerai. For some reason, that felt much more substantial to me, even though the jump was less, 40 to 44, 34 to 40. If you just look at, you do the math, I mean, you would think that the 34 to 40 would be a much bigger jump, but actually the 40 to 44 was a much bigger jump because I went from a 40 millimeter Rolex GMT Coke to a Panerai 112 44 millimeter hand wound. And even though it was big, it was masculine, it was substantial, it was, I finally felt like I was wearing a real man's watch, okay? Not that I didn't feel like I was wearing a real man's watch when I had my Rolex GMT Coke. I certainly felt when I was 19 and I was wearing an Air King at that time, I knew it was small. I knew it was smaller than I would have liked. But hey, I was able to get into Rolex at a very young age. So for me, that was amazing. At one point, I even bought myself a vintage Rolex. I remember that was like 30. I want to say it was like even smaller than a 34. It was like a 31 millimeter. Now that was ridiculous, but it was vintage. And I bought it on eBay for $800, like biting my lower lip, hoping it was real. Thankfully, it was real. I checked it out, had my watchmaker check it out. It had a cream dial. It had very Art Deco. It was awesome. I absolutely loved it. And I wore it for a while, but again, it's a piece that I found incredibly small. These blogs and websites in the last 5 or 10 years, a lot of the big mainstream ones, there's a lot of people who follow those and read those religiously, like the Bible, and think that that is gospel. And it's not. Like, okay, there may be a trend right now to wear smaller watches, but you don't lose any coolness points if you want to wear a bigger watch. You know, that's my problem with it, is that that's the narrative. That's what people are following. That's what people think is the is appropriate. And if you say anything outside of that, it's almost like you're blacklisted. It's almost like the mainstream media with news. Like, if you talk about something that you shouldn't be talking about according to the public narrative, you're demonized. And in a lot of ways, I feel the same way about the watch industry. Like, if you talk about proportions and you say, hey, 44 millimeters is cool, you'll get a group of guys who are like, ew, that's ridiculous. Why? You know, they would absolutely blackball you or look at you like you have three heads. I was at a big watch event last year, and there's this guy that I know. He had just gotten this like 36 millimeter Omega, and he was acting as if he was like, you know, King Dick, because he had this, you know, Omega 36 millimeter. Granted, it was a vintage watch, but it's like, dude, those watches are a dime a dozen. Who gives a fuck? I don't. And it looks ridiculous on your wrist because you're 6'2" and your hands are long. The watch is completely buried because your hands and your wrists, the proportions are completely out of control. That's what I'm talking about. You know, there's a lot of sheep or sheeple. Like, they don't have their own minds. Like, you know, obviously, even going the other way, like 55 millimeters, I've seen guys wearing like massive watches like that, and it doesn't look proportionate. I mean, granted, if you're happy wearing that size and you're comfortable wearing that size and you like it, by all means, wear it, whatever brings you happiness. But if we're talking about a size like debate, right? Does size matter? Yeah, size does matter. And there's no general rule, because these things are all personal. But my rule of thumb has always been, you know, when you look at a watch, you should look at the head of the watch in proportion to the surface of your hand. And in all cases, the watch, your hand will always overpower the watch, whether it's big or small, right? But again, remember, imagine you're wearing a 36 millimeter watch and you have big hands. It's going to look absolutely feminine and cartoonish and ridiculous. Now, there are some caveats. Maybe you're somebody who doesn't want to draw attention to your wrist by wearing a big watch. That's totally, whatever your reasoning is, that's fine. Like, there are tons of people like that. They may, you know, they want to be able to conceal it under a shirt cuff or a jacket or whatever. Respect. But to say that you can't wear a 42 millimeter watch or that anything over 40 millimeters is ridiculous, that in itself is ridiculous. Because I'm 5'2", 140 pounds, and my everyday wearing watch is a 42 millimeter Omega Speedmaster Moon Swatch. And I love the size. Sometimes I even think it's small because I'm used to wearing bigger watches. I was part of the whole Panerai, you know, frenzy that happened during the early 2000s, as well as wearing an IWC Big Pilot's watch that was 46 millimeters. The Panerai wore was 47 millimeters. Another thing about big watches that I will say that I don't like is that they're very heavy, some of them, especially if they're thick, you know. That, as I'm getting older, is less appealing to me. But there are plenty of brands that make bigger sizes with maybe not such a chunky profile and not such a big height. That's fine too. But at the end of the day, it's your watch. Whatever you feel comfortable wearing, all I'm saying is don't let anyone dissuade you whether you want to go bigger or smaller, right? Have your own personal taste and choice. That's what this is all about. Because I'll tell you, everyone wearing the same size, to me, there's no originality there. That watches are an expression of personal taste and your journey and your story, you know? So in the case of does size matter, 1,000,000% it matters, you know? I mean, you got to remember back, like, women were wearing ladies' datas, which I believe were like, you know, 26 or 29 millimeter. Then it's gotten bigger. Women are wearing 31, 36 millimeter. 36 millimeters kind of become the norm for a woman. Now, there are men who are smaller. They have smaller hands. They're not comfortable wearing anything beyond 36 millimeter. There are those exceptions. You do see them. But if you're like 6'2", you know, and you're like, you know, whatever, 180 pounds, 200 pounds, like 38 millimeter is going to look buried on your hand, right? It just is. And you know, I think at the very least 42 millimeter is a good size, but even 40 millimeter, I've seen some 40 millimeter. And here's another thing. Every brand's 40 millimeter doesn't fit the same because the lugs are different on most watches. There's some are curved, some are straight, some are pointed, some are, you know, like the contour is different. The thickness is different. The case back is different. You know, there's a lot of factors. The straps are different. The bracelets are different. So everybody's watches, even though 40 millimeter is a standard size, they can kind of look and appear and fit differently. I know 38 millimeter watches that I've seen that wear like a 40 millimeter. It just depends on the brand. But just remember that this is your passion. This is what you want to do. This is what you want to collect and what you want to buy. Buy what you like. Don't buy necessarily what magazines or blogs or websites are telling you to buy because it is, you know, the size that everybody's wearing right now. You know, to me, I never thought I would go back to wearing a 40 millimeter, but I have a Tissot PRX that came out. It's been one of the hottest watches in the last couple of years, under $1,000. I wanted that elegant, hyper elegant looking, you know, watch on a bracelet that wasn't a Rolex, you know, that wasn't a Cartier, that wasn't something that we normally see. I wanted something like that. And I wanted something that's kind of had that, you know, that 70s, 80s sort of futuristic look. And that's what the PRX exactly does for me. And it's a 40 millimeter and I love it. Yeah, some could argue that it looks small compared to the watches I normally wear, but I know what I'm wearing it for. I know that like when I want to be a little bit more buttoned up and I want something a little bit more, I won't say conservative, but when I want something that's not like fun necessarily, I wear my PRX on a bracelet and I absolutely love it. I wore that for 2 years without taking it off a day. And I honestly, since the Moon Swatch has come, I hardly wear the PRX now. And to go from a 40 to a 42 millimeter is not a big deal. Remember, a chrono with a 42 millimeter wears closer to a 43, 44 millimeter because you've got the extra buttons and they sort of hang off the side of the case a little bit. So it appears a little bit bigger than just a regular 42 millimeter watch without a chronograph. And I'll tell you, no issues there at all. So I would recommend if you're looking to buy a watch and you're not sure what to buy, there are many different ways you can go about it. Go to a store. Yes, a store. I know so many of us now are so used to ordering things online, sometimes sight unseen, because some people are impatient and they just want the satisfaction of having it. Now, go into a store, look at it. Look at it in proportion to the surface of your hand. You know, if it looks like your hand is overpowering it, like, and it looks like it's being buried by the surface of your hand, you can definitely go up a size or two. You know, if you feel like it's right in line or proportion, you know, then, and you like it and you have the means to do so, buy it, you know, like, but I just wanted to talk about this because this is a really important topic that no matter what you're doing in life, size for these things does matter. And there are certain watches, certain sizes that are appropriate to wear at certain times. And I found that like when I'm just doing everyday things, bigger watches are essential, you know? Plus bigger watches, they're easier to read. Let's just face it, they're much easier to read the dial at a glance than a smaller watch. No question about it. The negative side to wearing a bigger watch or a thicker watch is that because it's more exposed, you're definitely more prone to smacking it or inadvertently hitting it against the wall. I've done that so many times with some of my really big watches. You become smarter and you say, okay, I'm not going to wear this particular watch when I play tennis, you know? That's why when I'm doing like physical sports, like I just became a member of this driving range for golf. I haven't played golf in so many years. Like, I'm not going to even take my Moon Swatch because it's uncomfortable. I tried doing that a couple weeks ago. I almost broke my wrist. I either won't wear a watch or I'll wear one of my, you know, plastic $40 swatches that I'm not worried about. There's no rush, like, unless it's something limited, here today, gone tomorrow, you know? Just take your time with it, but try it on. See how it looks with, you know, see how it looks with jeans. See how it looks with a jacket on. See how it, you know, like, that's how you'll really get to know. If you have friends who are collectors with watches and they have a lot of watches in their collection and they're open to letting you try them on, like, that's another option. Like, go to your friends and say, hey, can I try your 47 millimeter on? Can I try your 40 millimeter on? Can I try your 42 millimeter on? Oh, you've got a 45 millimeter too? That's awesome. Can I try that on? More than likely, they'll say yes, because watch guys love to share their stuff. I'm not saying every watch guy, but a lot of watch guys do. They're happy to help. They're happy to be part of the conversation. They're happy to show you what their trajectory is. You know, this, at the end of the day, this is a very connective experience as well. So if you have any questions, please don't hesitate to reach out to me at amitdevand@gmail.com or visit my website at www.amitabhanda.com. I am available for consultation. I do charge $150 for a consultation fee. If you buy a watch from me, I'll deduct the fee from the final purchase price of the watch. Otherwise, that's my fee for my time. Until next time, rock on, fly back, and stay healthy.